there was a lot of movement and a lot of change in Carolina, whether it be Matt Rhule was his coach, Ron Rivera was his coach, Kyle Allen, Taylor Heineke, a bad Cam Newton, Teddy Bridgewater quarterbacks. I mean, Caleb Williams as a rookie trying to learn, a horrible offensive line, and he still produced every single year. And I'm not trying to carry DJ Moore's water, but I will say going to a situation with an elite quarterback, a guy that's called plays in that building for a period of time where there's a culture established and there's an offensive game plan established, I think will do wonders for him. And he's willing to do almost everything, including come out of the backfield like he did last year.
Our guest from just before, Will Kunkel out of Houston, who sat down with DJ Moore recently on his podcast. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, 803-0550. A.J. Brown to the Patriots is happening, as many have expected to have happen for literally months. I don't want to look for anything in the betting markets because I think they've all assumed this would happen with New England.
That's probably right.
A 28 first. So two first round picks move today. That's a 28 to the Eagles and also a 27 fifth from New England to Philadelphia. And then you have the Garrett trade. Does A.J. Brown do anything for you in terms of the Bills and the Patriots? He probably should.
It absolutely makes the Patriots better. I might even want to say when you consider that they already – did they trade for Romeo Doubs or was that a free agent? I don't remember. But they've added Doubs.
I think signed.
Already. So I think that makes them – their receiving core is, to me, much more dangerous than it was last year. And that's even considering that Diggs was there last year. I think those two players, but especially Brown. Brown outweighs Doubs by a lot.
Diggs, Hollins, Kayshon Booty, rookie Kyle Williams. They have
Pop Douglas.
Pop Douglas. They have poured real draft capital into that position and gotten nowhere. Remember the 2 seconds?
Right.
In the Coleman draft, Polk and Baker.
Yeah.
Is that 2 seconds?
I don't think.
Second and a fourth.
Baker was a fourth, I think.
Second and a fourth.
Yeah, Polk was higher up.
And then Kyle Williams was kind of a guy last year.
A moment or two last year, right? Yeah. No, I think Brown, to me, you know, the whatever concern you have about him being a headache, notwithstanding, you know, because it's a receiver, and, you know, Diggs came with his set of concerns when the Bills acquired him, and that went well until it didn't. So, maybe you can expect it to be calm for a little while here with Brown, and that should worry you. It worries me. It's funny, like, this trade has been assumed that it would happen for so long that, you know, it doesn't feel like you're saying the betting markets probably already were reflecting to some degree Brown being on the Patriots. I think so. Like in my head, I already was assuming he was going to be on the Patriots. So I might be underselling how big a deal it is, but I think it's a huge deal for the Bills, for the division. It's a big deal. I mean, May was second in the MVP voting last year. And they've added not one but two.
He almost won.
Real upgrades here. I mean, and Brown to me, Brown can be elite. Like he's a number one's number one to me. And I don't think there's really been a lot of signs of deterioration there in his game. It's just been they can't seem to get, you know, they can't seem to agree on the coach, the quarterback, the OC, whatever in Philadelphia. It just seemed like a mess. And maybe Brown can get clear of that and just go put up 110 catches and 12 touchdowns or something, which I think he's entirely capable of doing.
There's knee stuff with him.
Okay.
And he'll be 29, not that that's ancient, but this June. I guess I would have no trouble if I'm New England talking myself into this. This is what you do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like they went to the Super Bowl. They probably know, I would say this about them, I think most people would say the same thing, they probably know they were not really that good, but they did it. And what's the next step? I guess winning it is the only next step. Won the division, got to the last game, lost.
Yeah. I mean, the Bills traded for Diggs going into Allen's third year. And so we are at May's third year. And they've already obviously exceeded, you know, where the Bills have even ever been the entire time Allen's been here in only 2 years with May. But yeah, I mean the timing lines up like, okay, we know we have a guy who's to say capable is we have a guy who's capable of being the MVP of the league. I think have plenty of reason to believe that wasn't a fluke. So yeah, let's push some chips in. And I mean, it's nice for them. They don't have to go without a first round pick next year. They'd be able to push that off to 2028 is some work, you know, because that almost doesn't that feel kind of like it's a second.
Yep.
Right now, like sitting here today, when am I giving up this pick? When? Okay. It's a whole other draft after this one that is not for another 11 months or 10 months. Like, okay. It makes it a little easier to part with it. You know, no interest or payments for 2 years.
Right.
Kind of thing, right? So I kind of love it for New England. I wish I didn't, but I think, you know, what is the risk? The risk is he's got a knee thing, and there's been, you know, just how, you know, mercurial he's been over the last few seasons in Philadelphia.
That wouldn't scare me.
So, I mean, right? It's a top-shelf receiver. You're almost always getting something like that.
Vrabel was his coach. He would know what he's getting.
Right, that's right.
In Tennessee.
Yep.
Yeah, that part of it doesn't really scare me. What would... You know, the downside is if he breaks down physically,
yeah,
which he hasn't been the picture of not being susceptible to that. You never know, but it's what teams in their position do if they're not asleep at the wheel. They make trades like this. So couldn't criticize it from New England side. Philadelphia, I don't know. I mean, it's Hurts, Barkley, who's on the last, probably the last,
sure,
years of his career.
Yep.
Devontae Smith is nice, but he's not AJ Brown. Like, he's not AJ Brown. What would be, I think, for me, the most exciting thing if the Bills got him would just be red zone, third and X, where, like, good luck. If he's on the field, he's the DJ Moore is not this. Like, Brown is the guy that you can plan all you want for him to be, if you're on defense, like for A.J. Brown to be the target, he still gets there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what, I mean, Diggs was this, but even Brown is maybe on the same level as like prime Brown versus prime Diggs. Diggs actually had a better year statistically last year than Brown did, even though Brown missed two games, but catches and yards,
yeah,
not touchdowns, but he topped him. So, I would love that for May. And the Bills really, DJ Moore is fine. He's not this. He's not somebody that,
no,
when you know the ball is going there, it still goes there and it works. I would like that. Philadelphia, do they have that? I mean, they just traded that.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to look and see. Like, I think Devontae Smith is nice, real nice. It's possible he can develop into like an all-around number one receiver. But for right now, he's dinged, in my opinion, by being the number two on a team with A.J. Brown on it. Like, that's pretty good work if you can get it. Like,
he's small.
I mean, that was the knock on him coming into the draft, even.
After he'd just won the Heisman.
So where are they at now? They're at rookie Mekhi Lemon, who they famously, I don't know, do I want, is stole too strong from Pittsburgh on draft night? But whatever, they found their way to Mekhi Lemon, and they also have a former Packer in the fold, too.
Wicks.
Yeah, like those are their depth chart. Those are their top three. Hollywood Brown's there now.
Yep.
Goddard. Johnny Wilson, the big guy from Florida State. Elijah Moore's on the Eagles, too. Ooh. Just looking at the depth chart. But their top three are Wicks, Smith, and Lemon.
And they have not been a team that needed a third with Brown. It was Brown and Smith. Like that
right,
the narrowest route or target distribution in the NFL, maybe, with those guys. So we'll see what Lemon is. Stauer is a tight end, another rookie that mm-hmm, I've become convinced to like more than the Jets guy, Sadiq, even though he was drafted after him. What can they be as rookies? Interesting team. They've had a pretty good run. They won a Super Bowl. They went to another. They've had, I mean, I'm talking like post-Peterson
mm-hmm,
with Hurts. They've really been outstanding. This is a big move for them. Not a surprising one. but a pretty big move for them. Marcus Easley, you didn't mention him.
I didn't see his name there. That's why. If I'd seen it, I would have said it.
Do you remember this? So I was joking with our Houston guest because he said something about like the kind of like the Texans always beat the Bills. That's not a quote. But then I dug up this game from 2015 where the Bills beat Houston in Orchard Park. And Marcus Easley had a pick.
Had a pick?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
Would that have been on a Hail Mary or something?
Maybe. I don't remember it at all. What I remember about Marcus Easley is him catching a big touchdown to give the Bills the lead in the London game against Jacksonville the first time around.
Me too. EJ.
Right. Emmanuel to fill in for Tyrod, I think even that was. Wasn't it? Like, EJ was, I think he was playing for someone else. I don't think it was when he had the job. It was like a sort of a last stand for EJ. It might even be his last start in the league.
Interesting. Okay.
I want to look that up. But anyway.
What about for the Raiders?
I don't remember him ever really playing for anyone else. I mean, I know he did try, but I'm just as far as like.
He started one game for the Raiders.
Okay. All right. Well, then it wasn't his last.
But Marcus Easley had a pick in that game against Houston.
I don't remember that at all.
Seeing it on the stats. Yeah. Watson had a big game. This game I remember for how J.J. Watt did nothing. Houston came in and he was the man, mm-hmm. and just they completely took him out of the game. Well, that's what you get from us. You know, you never can really plan on it. Random polls from Bills games of yore. There's one. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, 803-0550. Big trades in the NFL today. We'll talk more about it as we continue after this here on WGR.